Shalom, this is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we're coming to you today. My name is Hannah, and I'm with my mom, Brenda.
Hello.
And we've been talking this week, and just kind of a recap from the last 2 days of what we've been talking about. We just basically have been talking about Jesus, and he's our perfect example of serving and how he came to this earth to serve, and how he found, you know, yesterday my mom was reading out of Isaiah 50, mom, and how Jesus found himself in the word, and he found that prophecy about how he was going to get spit on and his beard be plucked out, and that he was going to have to be persecuted, and he found himself in that and to serve, and he had to just had to focus on what his mission was and what the Father had given him to do and to serve, and that's what we are to do in ministry.
He's our example.
Yeah, he's our example
in
serve.
Him. Mm-hmm. In him. He walked in that ministry. He learned from God. It said that the Lord in the Hebrew, taught on this. It's called the hearing ear. In case you would like to call the radio or the our number in Bartlesville, is 1-800-972-3447, the Hearing Heart. And she shares this story about Sister Grace. But anyway, the Hebrew is, he literally, God dug his, when it says I hear, it says it's dug out his hearing so he could hear what he had. He yielded himself to that. Wow. There are times when we literally, don't you feel like that sometimes? The Lord's digging your ears out sometimes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed, we pray those Ephesians prayers, that's so important.
Yes.
And that the eyes of our understanding of our heart be enlightened.
Yes.
And you're hearing, all your senses go together. And it's so important. I sense, even my own self and my regular Bible study, I'm hearing better, I'm seeing better, and I believe it's all the body of Christ. I don't believe it's just me. I believe that something has happened. We are seeing things clear. Brother Hagin called that seeing and knowing. The spirit of seeing and knowing in these last days would be increased. And I sense that. But going on down to Isaiah 50, or going backwards, I guess, where, Jesus obeyed, and to that point of death and the humiliation, sometimes we don't want to be humiliated. That was God's will. And we're like, oh, no, God wouldn't have us be humiliated. I'm above that. I'm above principality, power, and mind, dominion. Oh, yes, we are in him. But they're and as far as man and what they think of us,
right.
That is not what, as far as man humiliating you, that is not a gauge of your has anything to do with the Lord. He doesn't really care. If they persecuted him,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's your flesh and your soul that hates it so much. Oh my goodness, we want to please men. But we have to please him, don't we, Hannah?
Yes, we do.
And so that's what he is saying. He is saying, you that are operating in your own abilities, this is the fires part. And my son was saying, what do you mean warming yourself by your own fires? Well, I mean your own abilities, your own talents without God. Your own will. I can, sometimes... Oh, I can do that. I can do that. And I can do this. I can do that. And I don't need anybody's help. I don't need to obey you. I can do this. That's warming yourselves by your own fire without him.
Right. I found a perfect scripture for that, Mom. And not to interrupt you, but Philippians 2:13. And it says, not in your own strength, for it is God who is at all the while affectionately at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight.
That's right. And you know, when those times come where, you know, we might, you know, people don't, we feel like people aren't, we're doing what we, in our heart, what Lord wants us to do. And we, and then people are kind of like not getting it. But it's all right, because he is working in us, completing that which is his good pleasure. And in the end, what happens? Good fruit, good results. And people will see your fruit and they will glorify God. See, they see the whole picture. They see the whole, that's what happened with Jesus. They saw at that end, what happened? He died and went to hell. He got the keys. He rose again. And he brought many sons and daughters into glory, didn't he?
Yes.
That is good fruit. And God gets the glory. God got the glory out of that. God got the glory when he was getting humiliated. Because he could, God could see the end picture. You know, Jesus could have said, you know what? I don't have to go through this. Really and truly, I really don't. I have obeyed my father, and I have been a good son. But this part here, it's real. I choose not to go that far. He could have done that. And what happened if he did? We would all been going straight to hell, for one thing, and we would all been walking around by our own five senses in the natural, and not by the spirit. And our own self-will. Because Satan, he fell because why?
His pride.
His own will, right?
His own will.
He had, I will, I'll be like the Most High. I will set my throne up there. I will be this, I will be that. That's what he did. And Jesus had to come, and he had to break that rebellion in the earth, Hannah. It's not quite there yet. When he comes and rules, it will be there completely. The full circle will be completely done. But if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, and you are in, and you become born from above, you can operate in that right now on this earth. The earth will operate during the millennium and after the millennium. But you can operate that way right now in the power of obedience and the power of love. So do you have anything more to say that? But see, Adam, he did the same thing. What did Satan do? He says, if you eat like this, you'll be all wise and you'll be like God. See, he took his will and he says, I will this. I know God told me to do this, but I choose to disobey him and I'm going to eat this. And he turned it back to that self-will again. So we see the second Adam that came in, he broke that. And so it's very important that we let him. You know, it says in Philippians that you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Why? Because it's God inside of you. This isn't the salvation, your spirit salvation. When you're born again, God is inside of you. But your mind and your body are not saved. And if you just keep doing what you want to do, God's trapped inside of you. But how do you work that out, Hannah? Just like we've been talking about, right?
Right.
You listen, you stay in his word, you obey him, and he's not trapped in there anymore. He can come out and he can work through your hands. He can work through your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He can work through your mind. Because why? It is God in you who wants to do his good pleasure, who wants to do those good works that he has ordained in Christ for you, in him, for you to do from the foundation of the world. And that's why his obedience in him is so, so important, isn't it?
Yes.
It's powerful. There's a power. There is a power in this kind of obedience that we will not ever... Jesus would have never experienced that power of the resurrection if he hadn't obeyed, would he have?
No.
He would have never experienced that if he had not obeyed his father, if he had not went through all of that humiliation. I remember my own mom in 1986, she had a decision. Dad had just died, And she had a decision. The Lord had told her to go to Israel and learn the Hebrew language. Well, that was not cool. That was not cool at that time at all. And many people, very close friends in the ministry, said, you did not hear right. God would not have you do such a thing. But the Lord did, and he showed her, he gave her a scripture, and he says, if you disobey, you'll be doing two sins. One, you're in the wrong place, and then the other, you're not in the right place where I sent you. So she went and to Israel, and she got humiliated. She went to learn Hebrew and at this school called the Ulpan Akiva in Netanya, Israel, and was humiliated by the head mistress there, who was very powerful woman. Actually, she was giving her a test, and she didn't know it. And she thought she was going to get kicked out of school one day just because this woman decided to pick on her. But the woman had a dream, and she said, I dreamed that you were going to help me. And that she said, did you not know that in the formation of Israel that there was always a Christian with a Jew, Herzl and Heckler, and there were several other examples. Theodor Herzl was the father of Zionism, and he had brother Heckler that wasn't by their side. And she says, you're to help me. And so she passed that test, Hannah. Now, you had a test in Israel, didn't you? You had to take some shoes off. You had to do some things that your flesh did not like. And I'm excited for you, Hannah, because God's got wonderful things for you. He's bringing you. He's training you for a place in Him. Does that not excite you?
Yes, it does.
So Jesus had to look at the end result when he was going through that. He had to see. It said that he saw the travail of his soul in Isaiah 53, and he was satisfied. He saw that travail and that cross, what he went through. And he saw the end picture of what the complete picture, and you know, of what that entailed. And the whole world will be in a good place, totally out of the effects of sin and out of the effects of darkness. And right now, the church age and the glorious church, we're getting closer and closer and closer to that time. So anyway, I think we're coming to a close now. Hannah, do you have some more to say?
Yes. You know, Mom, it's, you know, Jesus, what not a perfect example for all of us. And, you know, that scripture, I can't think of the reference right now, but it says, you know, we're not greater than our master.
No.
And, you know, just for every one of us, as God's putting people into their places, you know, places are calling. I was reading a devotional by Lynn Hammond. It says places are calling, and I believe even the people listening today, that they're being, the Lord is ministering to them and their ears are being open. And so we're excited and we're happy, and we're so thankful to be on this radio broadcast. And you can call us at 417-336-4877. Our archives are online, billybrim.org, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast.